Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to switch and go back to Wisconsin. There were pickets the other day. Rebecca Clayfish in front of Foxconn's building in Milwaukee. Foxconn's penetration of Wisconsin was based on is fake. It's a scam. Scott Walker got hoodwinked. So did all the Republicans. There was a shovel ceremony. Paul Ryan was there. Donald Trump was there. Ron Johnson was there. Scott Walker was there. And we promised to give Foxconn, a Chinese company, up to over $4 billion with a B, to create 10,000 jobs in Mount Pleasant area in Racine County with an average wage of $53,000 a year. That was all false. It was a fraud. Nothing's happened. They then said that that was not economically prudent. So now they were going to do small screens for phones. They didn't do that. They're going to do electric vehicles. They didn't do that. They were going to do coffee makers. Although why would you would give a company $4 billion to make coffee makers when our other great companies like Johnson Controls, other great companies like NML, other great companies like Miller Brewing and the rest don't get beans? But that didn't happen either. Then it came out that Foxconn blocked Intel from using that area in Racine County to build a plant that would have employed 1,000 people at very high wages, and it went to Ohio. Then it came out that Foxconn blocked Oshkosh Company from building postal delivery vehicles there, electric, believe it or not, at high wages, 1,000 employees, and they went to South Carolina. The Republican Party has turned over the choicest piece of industrial development land in Wisconsin, about halfway between Mitchell Field and O'Hare Airport, right near Lake Michigan. Great transportation, great workforce. We spent $1 billion preparing the site firm, roads, condemning houses for this Chinese company, throwing people out of their houses. And people still are going to vote Republican? Republicans are economically illiterate. They are incapable of the most rudimentary thing, like not letting a Chinese company cheat you out of $4 billion and then block Intel and Oshkosh from using the land that you used to own. Rudimentary to me. Rudimentary to me, but Voss represents the area and he still supports it. He said that was a good thing. And some people that are listening to this show are going to vote for him. Again, the truth of the matter is that Clayfish is running for governor, and she was the cheerleader for Walker. She was his lieutenant governor. She would stand behind him with pom-poms and a skirt and jump up and down and go, "We're the girls from Foxconn High. We don't drink and we don't smoke." That was her role. She's a cheerleader. If she gets in, they'll put her in the back seat of a drop-top Cadillac, drive around the village square, the town square. She'll wave, a pageant wave. She'll have a plastic tiara on her head. The Duchess of Foxconn, Lady Clayfish. Now, can she be stopped being governor? It would be another. It would be Walker 2.0 or Walker Lite. Right now, there are obviously Tony Evers is the incumbent. She'd have to beat him, and a lot of Democrats think she'd be easy to beat. Maybe she would be. I hope she is. However, things can take a bad bounce in a tsunami political year. It can happen. Like 2010 was a tsunami political year for Republicans. So was 1994. On the other hand, 1958 was a tsunami political year for Democrats, and there have been many since. You can't tell. It's like trying to guess the stock market. So two opponents to her in the Republican Party are bad news. The three of them together, along with Clayfish, are the three stooges, Mo, Larry, and Curly. There's Clayfish. Then there's a guy named Kevin Nicholson. Kevin Nicholson, I don't know what he does for a living. He says he's a consultant. I don't know what he consults. I think he consults himself. Here's a deal on Kevin Nicholson. Kevin Nicholson was a Democrat. Not only was he a Democrat, he was the president of the Young Democrats in the United States. Not only that, he spoke at a Democratic nominating convention, blasting Republicans, blasting the way I do. Then he thought he should be in public office, and he looked at Wisconsin, and he realized that the Wisconsin Democratic Party is pickled in identity politics, which I have mentioned before myself, and that he could never be nominated. So he just switched to Republican. And then he blasts the Democrats the way he used to blast Republicans. This guy has no core values. This guy has no core, he has absolutely no core beliefs, other than he'd like to see himself in the mirror, like to see himself in public office. Now, this guy is not going to get nominated. And there's a guy even worse, what? Even worse? A guy named Tim Ramthun, R-A-M-T-H-U-N, from Campbellsport. Now, I got to say something about Campbellsport. My folks and my family lived in Random Lake since the 60s. And that whole area, you know, Random Lake, Keewaskum, you know, up to Campbellsport, great folks. Great folks. Sheboygan County, Washington County, Fond du Lac County, great folks. Republican in many cases, but so what? But Tim Ramthun is QAnon. He's made QAnon references, and he's the guy that put in a bill to throw Joe Biden out of the presidency, put in Trump, and overturn the election with a straight face. The guy is bat feathers crazy. And so you have Rebecca Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn, Lady Clayfish, Kevin Nicholson, who's AC/DC in politics, Democrat, president of the Young Dems, speaks at a Democratic nomination convention, blasting Republicans, decides he wants to be in the Senate or governor. He's not sure which, so he comes back to Wisconsin, switches to Republican, blasts the Democrats, and Ramthun, who's out there in the ozone. I have said, and I want to say it now, Tommy Thompson is not running. I get it. It's essential that a reasonable Republican run. It could be a conservative, of course. Obviously, I'm going to vote for the Democrat. But somebody who is halfway sane could win this thing on the Republican side, and at least we'd have a hedge. We'd have an insurance policy that if they won, they wouldn't destroy the state. And there is a person out there thinking of doing it. His name is Tim Michaels. I met Michaels, CEO of a construction company, respected construction company. Sensible guy, conservative guy. Don't agree with him on everything. He was a good friend of Mark Murata's. You may remember him. Mark Murata was a friend of mine. Mark Murata was the secretary of in the cabinet of Jim Doyle. Marquette University basketball star, drafted. It may have been by Detroit. Blew his knee out in the trials, and so he didn't play pro basketball, but he's a heck of a guy, would have been a gubernatorial candidate himself, and sadly, about 8 years ago, he died of a heart condition very young. So, Tim Michaels, if you're listening, get in the race. It can be won. Ramthun cannot be nominated. They can't beat you. Kevin Nicholson cannot be nominated. He can't beat you. And Rebecca Clayfish right now is the front runner. But Trump doesn't like her. Trump hates her. Why does Trump hate her? She sucks up to Trump. But she was the cheerleader for Walker. Trump hates Walker. Why? Because Walker dropped out of the presidential race in 2016, early, actually in September of 2015, said, I'm doing it so that somebody can stop Trump. Go around the state and remind people that Clayfish was his cheerleader. And Tim Michaels, you can be nominated. And if you're nominated, you're up against Evers. At least we have a hedge. We have a hedge. Okay, we're going to the lines. We're going to try to squeeze in a couple of calls before the break. I'm going to start with Dick of Madison, my friend. Everybody else, hold on. I'll get to you in order. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
In the interest of trying to understand conservative people a little bit, I read an article called 8 Conservative Men, Zero Apologies. It was in the New York Times on Sunday. And the reason I did it is Crute talking about his friends that he sat down and had lunch with last week. And They ask them a cross-section of questions, Matt, and one of them is, you know, they say that they don't feel, they feel like a stranger in their own country. They go on and on about different things. Okay, here's one of them, for instance. They think that the country's headed in the wrong direction. Crime and a sense of lawlessness came up a lot. Then one of the first guys out of the box, his answer is nobody follows rules anymore. Stop signs are voluntary. Red lights are voluntary. Nobody gets punished for doing anything wrong. I agree with a lot of what he's saying, but they're all, every one of these eight guys, and three of them are black, voted for Trump.
Right. Well, you know what's very funny is they don't follow the rules. How about January 6th, Dick? How about January 6th? Not following the rules. How about trying to kill cops, beating them up, kicking them in the groin, dragging them down the stairs, breaking windows? How about that? It's the Republican Party that isn't following the rules, trying to upend our democracy. Excellent point. Thanks for calling. Dan and Madison, you're up now. What's on your mind today, Dan?
Morning, Matt. I was wondering if you would talk a little bit about, you know, you're talking about hedging our bets with a reasonable Republican in the race. What are your thoughts about ranked choice voting, you know, instant runoffs? At least for, you know, trying to keep that sensible choice in. I'm assuming you'd be like me that in a governor's race, let's say, for example, a reasonable Republican like Tommy Thompson did, you'd rank Evers a one and then someone like Tommy Thompson a two just in case. What are your thoughts on all that?
Yeah, you know, excellent question. And let me hit it right now. And I'll, if I spill over the break, I'll hit it right after the break. Two things. When I'm talking about hedging our bets with a reasonable Republican, it's because there's a lot of sentiment in the Democratic Party is if you have a grotesque ghoul, a catastrophe like Clayfish would be, nominate her and we can surely beat her. Well, maybe. But if for any reason you didn't and something took a bad bounce, the state would be destroyed. And that is my reason for suggesting that Tim Michaels run. He has to run and he can win the primary. As far as ranked choice voting, we're going to a break. I'm going to get back to it. They had ranked choice voting in New York recently in the mayor race, and it didn't change anything. Adams won without ranked choice voting. He won with ranked choice voting, but there are some exceptions to that. You make an excellent point, and I'm going to hit them right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.